Robert, what do you make of this news, and what is the reaction around you about the news of the death of Osama bin Laden?
Well, I've been saying for some time that I think whether he's dead or not is pretty irrelevant.
Mm.
As far as he's concerned, he founded Al-Qaeda, and that was, in his eyes, his achievement. He never was, and certainly wasn't recently, in a position to actually decide what Al-Qaeda was doing. He didn't sit in a cave with computer knobs saying, press button B, it's Operation 52.
Absolutely.
And stuff
we were just chatting about that with Simon, that although there might be a perception, it's just not true.
The other thing you've got to remember is that the world has changed in more ways than one since 9/11. Over the last few months, we've seen an Arab awakening in which millions of Arab Muslims have overthrown their own leaderships. Bin Laden always wanted to get rid of Mubarak and Ben Ali and Gaddafi and so on, claiming that they were all infidels working for America. And in fact, it was millions of ordinary people who peacefully, more or less, certainly in the case of Tunisia and Egypt, got rid of them. Bin Laden didn't. He failed to do that. All this, you know, fists in the air of victory by the United States, it's good pictures, but I don't think it means anything. The fact of the matter is that what we have in the moment in the world, what is important, is a mass uprising and awakening by millions of Muslim Arabs to get rid of dictators, which is much, much more important than a middle-aged man being killed in Pakistan, frankly.
He's slightly more than that, but you're making a very good point that the every regime in the Middle East will be more concerned at the uprisings on their doorstep than they are at the death of Osama bin Laden.
Well, you've got to remember, these regimes have always been telling the Americans, keep on supporting us, because if you don't, Al-Qaeda will take over. And in fact, Al-Qaeda did not take over. It was interesting that after the Egyptian overthrow of Mubarak, the first thing we heard from Al-Qaeda week later was a call for the overthrow of Mubarak 1 week after he'd gone.
It's very interesting, Robert. You're making this great point. You know, in the absence, if we look at the French Revolution, in the absence of a formed opposition, the most powerful voice gets control and leaders arrive and that kind of thing. And there was an argument that in Egypt you would see the rise of Al-Qaeda because at least it's organized and coalesced into something. But you're not. And what you're talking about, if I understand you, is the lack of relevancy within the Arab world of Al-Qaeda's role. And,
well, I think he'd lost his relevancy a long time ago, actually.
Mm.
Now, it may be that Al-Qaeda in some form wants to come back. The bomb in the restaurant in Marrakesh in Morocco a few days ago is a suggestion that might be the case. That clearly was not part of a popular uprising against the king of Morocco. But overall, I think that, you know, if they'd have killed bin Laden a year or two after 9/11, Some of the breast beating that's going on in the United States and with various spokesmen or ex-spokesmen for the U.S. government might have been relevant. But 10 years later, 10 years he's been around since 9/11.
Look, Robert, this is a great point. Although, yes, it does talk about the implacability of the U.S. But on the other hand, I would argue that Osama bin Laden would be, would be well satisfied that he eluded the world's greatest superpower for a decade, and that all their resources and all their men couldn't track him down, couldn't stop him. That's surely a legacy that will carry forward in the minds of those who are his supporters.
Yeah, I think you've got to separate who his supporters are. I'm not sure really whether he mattered to people in various Al-Qaeda organizations, in the Maghreb, for example, in Arabia and so on.